Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis mentions four different types of psulei edus. One example the Mishnah mentions is mafricha yonim. What does mafricha yonim mean? So the Gemara in Chav Hei and Aleph has two opinions. That either mafricha yonim is itakad me yonach liyon, that my yona, my dove is going to be your yona, pigeon racing, dove racing, or Rabbi Chama Bar Oshia says ora, that you train your dove to capture the other birds, that there are yonah shorach and yonah aliyah, there are yonim that go into bird houses that other people own, they go into the upper stories of what other people own. It's not a real gazelle, but what you're doing is you're training your yonah to take the yonah from the other individual. So that's what the Mishnah says, that you're possible edus if you do that. So the Gemara asks, why does each man ba'amar learn his pshat and not the other one's pshat? So the Gemara says, the man ba'amar ora doesn't learn itakam yonach liyon, because that's the same as mesachei v'kuvya, hainu hach, we don't need an extra case in the Mishnah, it's the same as gambling. And the man ba'amar itakam yonach liyon, why didn't he learn ora? He says that Ara is only Gezel Mimnei Darkei Shalom. You're not possible Eidus for such a Gezel. It's a lower level Gezel, so therefore you're not going to be possible Eidus for doing that Maase. For training your Yonah to get the other Yonah from the Yonah Shovach from the Yonah Aliyah. So the question is, what does the Manda Amar Ara respond? Obviously he holds that Ara is possible Eidus, so what's he responding? So there are two ways of learning his Shita. What are the two ways? What do you think? What's the svar for the Manda Amar Ara? Oriel?
Yeah, you could either say that Ara is not Darkei Shalom, or you could say that it is Darkei Shalom, and Darkei Shalom is
okay.
Possible.
Good. So, okay, let me just say it in the opposite direction. You could say that maybe everyone agrees that Ara is Mivnei Darkei Shalom. They agree about the level of Gezel of Ara. Machlokas is whether Gezel Mivnei Darkei Shalom is possible this or not. The Mandami Tekad Miyonach Leon says it's not Posseladus, and the Mandamara says it is Posseladus. That's the point of contention. Or, you could say that they're not arguing as to what kind of Gezel would be Posseladus. Everyone holds a Gezel in Medar Kesholim is Kosheladus. Only Gezel Gomer, at least Midarabonim, is Posseladus. The Mandamara Ora holds that Ora is not just Medar Kesholim, but it's Gezel Gomer, the Rabbonim. We find a precedent for this, that there could be different levels of Gezel the Rabbonim. Mitzias Cheir Shota V'Katan, Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Nuntes Amud Beis, whether it's Mipnei Darkei Shalom or it's Gezel Gomer D'Rabbanan, the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph says, what's the Nafkemina? Motzio B'Dayonim. Can you actually be Motzio B'Dayonim? Can the Cheir Shota V'Katan get his parent to go to Bezdin and be Toveya, the individual who took his Mitzia? The Katan has a Mitzia, he found this lost object, he found some kind of object, and then someone rips it out of his hand, or you know, he puts it down in his own property, and then someone comes and takes it, and he says, it doesn't really belong to you. So can you be motzi that b'dayonim or not? So the Gemara says, that's the machlokas tanoim. If you say, mitzias chei shotot v'katan is only gezel mivnei darkei shalom, it's morally incorrect, but it's not legally his. If it's not legally his, then you can't be motzi b'dayonim. If you come to Bezdin will say, the guy did the wrong thing, but there's no recourse. If you hold it's a Gezel Gomer Derabbanan, so then you actually can be Motzi, even though it's not Gezel Deraisa. Gezel Derabbanan is also extractable in Bezdin. It is judiciable in Bezdin. Okay, that's the Nafkamina that the Gemara there mentions. So one could say another Nafkamina is whether he's Pasol Le'evis. He's not Pasol Minatora Le'evis, but Midirabbanan. If it's Gezel Gomer Midirabbanan, he's Pasol Midirabbanan. If it's only Gezel Mimedar Kesholim, then it'll be Kosher Le'evis. So L'chora, that could be a Nafkamina, depending on what level of Gezel it really is. So these are the two ways of learning the Manda Amar Ora here in our sugya. That either the Manda Amar Ora argues with the other Manda Amar, he says that Gezel Mimnei Darkei Shalom is Posel Eidus as well. Or no, he agrees. They all agree that Gezel Mimnei Darkei Shalom is Kosher Eidus. Gezel the Rabban is Posel Le'edus. The question is Ora Mimnei Darkei Shalom, or is it even Gezel Gomer? And maybe the Manda Amar Ora holds that it is Gezel Gomer, and that's why it's mentioned in the Mishnah. That's why Midr Rabban will be Posel Eidus. These are two possibilities. The question is, does anyone take these possibilities? So it could be that the Hemshech of the Gemara seems to give us some kind of indication as to what the Manda Amar Ara really holds. As the Gemara Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis continues, he has that long brisa that we did on Thursday. Gemara says, Tana hosifu aleim hagazlonim v'hachamsonim. The Mishnah mentions four psulei edus, the Rabbanim. Or I should just say four psulei edus. Okay, the Rabbanim, the Raisa, Machlokas Rishonim, leave it. Okay? But there are four psulei edus that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, Chazal, this is definitely the Rabbanim, Chazal were most of gazlonim and chamsonim. They're also psulim le'edus. So the Gemara is very troubled with these two cases. Chazlonim and chamsonim, Chazal were most of, that's a psulim midrabbanim, gazlon daraisa. The first case, gazlonim, that's a hosofa chachamim. Gazlon should be pasul min haTorah. L'nitzucha ella l'mitzias chayr shot v'katan. What does it mean? Hosifu hagazlonim. It doesn't mean gazlonim gemurim. It means they were most of someone who takes a mitzias chayr shot v'katan from the chayr shot v'katan. Meikara sovim mitzias chayr shot v'katan lo shchicha inami mibnei darkei shalom ba'alma. Kevin the chazu the sov amonu the kashlakli paslin a rabbanan. So initially, the Chachamim didn't passel such an individual. Why? Either because they said Metzias Chereshot V'Katan is a milsav l'shchicha. It's not so common. You have to have a Chereshot V'Katan who picks up a Metzia. You need two things to work in order for it to be a Metzias Chereshot V'Katan. It's not so common. And because it's not so common, even though someone who takes a Metzias Chereshot V'Katan, Chazal would say the Pasel Le'edus, but it's a milsav l'shchicha, so Chazal never goes on a milsav l'shchicha. Inami mibnei darke shalom. Or else you can say that Metzias Chereshot V'Katan is only Gezel mibnei darke shalom, and that's why initially Chazal weren't gozer on it. But Lebesov, why were they gozer? Sov, mamonahu de kashakli, Chazal saw that they were taking money, so that's why they passeled it. What does that mean, sov? Let's take each one of the possibilities. So if Metchila they weren't gozer because it's a milsad lo shchicha, so what changed? It still is a milsad lo shchicha. It is a milsad lo shchicha, but Chazal saw that they were taking mamon. The Avriat Takanta Rabbanan says Rashi Mach Maschim with Mammon. It is a Takana de Rabbanan. Metzias Chereshot V'Katan is still Gezel and Neidak Hashalom. It is a Gezel de Rabbanan. You're not supposed to take it. So they saw that they were violating this Takana de Rabbanan. Initially, they thought it's a Nusl Oshchicha. There's no point in passeling Le'edus. But then they said no. If they violated Takana de Rabbanan Mach Maschim with Mammon, even if it's a Nusl Oshchicha, they will be passel Le'edus. That's shot number one in the Gemara. What's according to the second shot? The Minami Mibnei Darke Shalom. Initially, Chazal weren't gozer on the Gazlonim, on the Metzias Chereshot V'Katan, because it's only Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom. They didn't think Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom is Pasul Eidus. Kamash Malon, then Chazal said, no, Mamona Kashakli. So they said, no. That what? Even Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom is Pasul Le'edus. They are over the Takana de Rabbanim, Achaschim, and Mamon, they should be Pasul Le'edus as well. So what does it sound like from this Gemara? At least according to the second pshat in the Gemara, Inami Mibnei Darke Shalom, it sounds like Metchila Chazal thought that Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom is Kosher Le'edus. L'maskona, Chazal changed their mind, and they said, no, even Mibnei Darke Shalom, they're Pasul Le'edus. So that's quite remarkable, because if you take the first pshat that we suggested, L'manda Amar Ora, L'manda Amar Ora, Mafricha Yon was in the Mishnah, Mafricha Yon Apsulim Le'edus, Mishim Ora, according to one day, but Or is only Mimei Darke Shalom. So if you take the pshat that Lamanda Amar Or, the reason why they're Pasul Eidos is because that Manda Amar holds that even Gezel Mimei Darke Shalom is Pasul Eidos. That's his Chiddush. That even Bishas HaMishnah Gezel Mimei Darke Shalom is Pasul Eidos. So then how do you read the Gemara in Chafei Mabes? What Metchila Chazal thought that Metzias Chereshot V'Katan, someone who takes the Metzias Chereshot V'Katan, is Kashal Eidus, because it's only Mibnei Darke Shalom. Kamash Malah, no, even Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom is Pasul Eidus. What, initially they thought Mibnei Darke Shalom is Kashal Eidus? That means at the time of the Mishnah they thought that someone who does Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom is Kashal Eidus? That's not true. Mafricha Yonim is Gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom, and Lamanda Ma'ara, even Bishas HaMishnah, they thought that it's Pasul Eidus. So what's the Gemara talking about, according to the second Pshat in the Gemara in Chafei Amidbeis? Pillay ploy. Does everyone get the kasha? It sounds complicated, but it's very straightforward. If you hold that the Manda Omer says that Mafrichayan Mapsulam La'edos, because he holds that even though it's only Gezel Nedaka Shalom, nevertheless Gezel Nedaka Shalom is Pasul La'edos. So then what was the Havamina of the Chachamim on Chafei Amabeis that someone who takes a Metzias Chereshot V'Katan is Kosher La'edos? The Gemara in the second pshat thought he's kasher le'edus because it's only Mibnei Darke Shalom. Yeah, but the Manda Amar Ara says that even B'shas HaMishnah, even before the stage of Hosifu, Right? We assume that Gezel Medaka Shalom is possible at Eidus. So what was the Havamina in the second Pshat of the Gemara? Chafema Beis. Pile Ploim. Who asked that Kasha? Many Rishonim asked that Kasha. Tos asked the Kasha. The Tosa Rosh asked the Kasha. So the Tosa Rosh answers, you know what you have to say, Lamanda Omar Ora? The Manda Omar Ora will have to learn, like, which Pshat in the Gemara Chafema Beis? The first Pshat. He can only learn the first Pshat, because the second Pshat doesn't make any sense according to him. That's what the Tosa Rosh writes. The second Pshat wouldn't make sense according to the Manda Omar Ora. Because the Manda Omar Ora holds that even Mitchila they knew that Gezel and Medak Hashalom is possible at Eidus. So how do you understand the Gemara? Mitzias Kher Shadr Kadam, Mitchila they thought it's only Medak Hashalom, it's Kashal at Eidus? That's not true, the Manda Omar Ora. Says the Rosh, Nira, the time of Kama, have you the Manda Omar Ora? The Shricha have you passed like Moshe Pasla Ba'ar? The Tam Sheni have you the Manda Omar to Kadmi Yonach Liyom? The Rosh writes beferish that the Tam Sheni is only Lamanda Amri Tekad V'yonach Liyom. Why is he saying that? Because the Manda Amr Ara holds that even Mitchila Chazal would pasul Gezel Agazlam and Neidak Hasholom, like we find by Ara. So he can only learn like the first Pshat. Why Mitchila didn't Chazal pasul Eidus Gazlonim of Mitzias Kershad V'Katan? Because it's Muslo Shchicha, not because it's only Dak Hasholom. Because Darkei Shalom is enough to pass a Le'edus. Even Mitchila, even Mishas HaMishnah, even Mafrich HaYonim. That's the Tosfos Rosh. The Tosfos is a similar kasha. What's Tosfos Teretz? Inami Menei Darkei Shalom, Achafei HaMeveis Tema, Laman Damar, Mafrich HaYonim, Ora, and Kamei Yikar, Inami Psulim, Menei Darkei Shalom. Same thing. He asks it as a kasha. The Tosfos Rosh doesn't ask it as a kasha, he bavorits the kasha. He makes a statement that obviates the need for a question. They're basically focusing on the same issue. The Tosfos asks as a kasha. He's a good Rebbe. He asks as a kasha, sets it up so you see the problem. What does Tosfos say? L'man d'amar mafricha yonim ora, even meikar that pasam neidak shalom. Because at least in the kasha of Tosfos, they're clearly assuming l'man d'amar ora. The Apostle Eidus, even though it's only Mimnedak Hashalom, because he holds that even Gezel Mimnedak Hashalom is Apostle Eidus. So if that's the case, then how can our Gemara over here say, Metchila, they thought that Gazlonim of Mitzias Chereshot of Akatan is kosher because it's only Mimnedak Hashalom, but you could be Apostle Eidus even if it's Gezel only Mimnedak Hashalom. Here, Shlomo says, Taisis, the Hade Amina Mimnedak Hashalom, Koy Alishna de Tekadmi Yonach Liyom. The phrase, Mimnedak Hashalom, that's going, Lamanda Amri Tekadmi Yonach Liyom. What's Tosis answering? He could be saying the same as Tosa Rosh. Mamish de Zalbazach. Could be saying Mamish the same as Tosa Rosh. That the line Inami Mipnei Dak Hashalom, the line Mipnei Dak, not Inami, the line Mipnei Dak Hashalom, which phrase Mipnei Dak Hashalom? Right here on Chaf Hayam and Beis. Right? Inami Mipnei Dak Hashalom, that's the Manda Ami, the Kadmi Yonach Liyo. The Manda Amar Ara would have to like the first Pshat, Milsad Lo Shchicha. Because the Manda Amar Ara would say that Gezel Mimnedak Hashalom was possible Eidus even Mitchila, even Mishas HaMishnah. Not only after Hosifu, but even Mitchila. That's one way to learn Tosfos. The Tosfos is learning exactly the same as Tosfos Rosh. Comes the Taz in Chosh HaMishpat and turns Tosfos on its head. What does the Taz say? So in the middle of a long Taz over there, talking about many different Inyonim, not for now. But the Taz says clearly, clearly interprets Tosfos differently than the Tosfos Rosh. What does he say? If you want to turn to it, if you don't trust me, you can turn to it on page 3 of packet 8. Okay? Taz says, Taz in Chosh HaMishpat is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not on the side. He says, V'chein kosvu ha-Tosfos shom, d'hod de'amin en orim en neidak ha-shalom ba'alma, ha'inu l'manda omar yitakadmi. Aval l'manda omar ora have a gezel gomor. Who me divrei? And the hava and the who is a little complicated here. But the Taz is clearly saying, Lamanda Omar Ora, that which we say that Ora is Mimnedak Hashalom, that's Lamanda Omar Yitakami Yonach Liyom. But Lamanda Omar Ora, have a Gezel Gomer, me divrei. How's the Taz interpreting Tosfos? Again, what's the Lashon of Tosfos? Hadi Amina Mimnedak Hashalom, which Mimnedak Hashalom is Tosfos referring to, according to the Taz? He says, Hodi, I mean, an Ora Mipnei Dak Hashalom. Where does it say that on Chafem Beis? Nowhere. The Taz is interpreting what Tos is saying is, Hodi, I mean, on Mitchila on Chafem, but Aleph, Ora Mipnei Dak Hashalom, but Alma. That's Lamanda Ami Tekad Miyonach Leon. But Lamanda Omar, Mafrichayonu is Mishum Ara. What's the emes? It's Gezel Gomer, the Rabbonim. That's what Tosis is answering according to the Taz. The exact opposite approach. Again, there are two ways of answering this kasha. The kasha is that Lamanda Omar Ara, if Ara is Mivnei Darkei Shalom, so then it's clear that from the time of the Mishnah, already from the Takana of the Mishnah, Chazal said that Gezel Mivnei Darkei Shalom is Posel Eidus. So how can we say later, Hosifu HaGazlan, they were most of Mitzias Tereshad V'Kodim, that's also Posel Eidus. And according to the second channel of the Gemara, Mitzchila they thought, since it's only Darkei Shalom, it's Kosel Eidus. Kamash Malah, no, even Gezel Mivnei Darkei Shalom is Posel Eidus as well. Mitzchila they thought, Mivnei Darkei Shalom is Kosel Eidus, that's doch against Mafrichayonim. Mafrichayonim, the Manda Amar Ara, is Gezel Mivnei Darkei Shalom, and it's Posel Eidus. So one way to answer is that, the Manda Amar Mibnei Ara holds that even though it's only Gezel Mibnei Darkei Shalom, it's Pasul Eidus, and he'll have to learn Chafem Abayis only with the first pshat. That Mitchila they thought that Matthias Cheshad V'Katan is Koshel Eidus because of Mitzvah L'Shchicha. Darkei Shalom is not a reason to say Koshel, because even Mitchila he thought that Gezel Mibnei Darkei Shalom is Pasul Eidus. He has to learn like the first pshat of Chafem Abayis. So according to that pshat, Hodi Amina Mibnei Darkei Shalom means Hodi Amina and the two pshatim in why Betchila they thought Gazlanim should be kosher. Comes the Taz and says, no. The Taz was troubled. How can I say that there are two pshatim in the Gemara and Chafei Amud Beis, and not everyone, not all the Manda Amrim of Chafei Amud Aleph are going to learn like both pshatim and Chafei Amud Beis. The Gemara doesn't say on Chafei Amud Beis this is only the Manda Amrim to Kam Yonach Liyom. Gemara doesn't split it up on Chafei Amud Beis. The stomach of Chafei Amud Beis, both pshatim are going to feed both Manda Amrim and Chafei Amud Aleph. Why should I say it's only going like one and not like the other, like the Rosh says? Why should I do that? That's what was troubling the Taz. So he looked at Tosis and said, what is Tosis saying? Hadi Amina Mibnei Darkei Shalom, Vos Meintas. What do those words mean? Not Chafei Amud Beis. Hadi Amina Meikar, in the beginning of the Sugya, Chafei Amud Aleph. Hadi Amina, that Ora Mibnei Darkei Shalom Ba'alma, that's Darkei Lamanda Amar Yitakad Mi Yonach Liyom. But the Manda Amar, Mishum Ora, he says, no, Ora is not Mipnei Darkei Shalom. It's Gezel Gomer, the Rabbanon. So it's Gezel Gomer, the Rabbanon. And you're free to learn Chafei Amud Beis, even Manda Amar Ora. Because Taka, Lamanda Amar Ora, even Manda Ora admitted that Gezel Mipnei Darkei Shalom Metchila was Kosher Le'edos. It's only the Besof, Lefi the second day, that they said is Posel Le'edos. But Metchila, even he would admit, the Gezel Mibnei Darkei Shalom is Kosher Le'edus. Aye, but Or is Posel Le'edus. No, Or is Gezel Gomer de Rabbana. That's why it's Posel Le'edus. Okay, so there are two ways of learning Pshat in the Sugya, Lav Chafei Amud Beis. And those two ways are based on how we learn the Manda Amar Ara. Does Ara hold that Gezel Mibnei Darkei Shalom is Posel Le'edus, or does he agree to the other Manda Amar that if it were only Darkei Shalom, the Taka would be Kosher? But Ara is not just Mibnei Darkei Shalom, but rather it's Gezel Gomer de Rabbana. Zach.
How, according to Manda Amar, would it be Gezel Gomer de Rabbana? If
he's saying that it's worse than Mitzias Cher Shodav HaKatan, the fact that the Yonim come into the Yonish Shovach, it's more than just Mnei Darkei Shalom. The Hachamim will already say that because it's coming into the person's Shovach, even though Menat Torah, it's Einu Meshtameres, it's not going to be Kona completely, Midar Abonon, there is a shtickle of Kinyan. There's a little bit of a Kinyan, so Chazal really treated it as a Gezel Gom. But it's still only a Gezel Gom. Michael.
Tosfos Rosh later in that paragraph says that there's a problem potentially saying that Ara is because of Gezel Gomer, because the Mechol between of Yosi and the Rabbanon is only within Mitzias Cheir Shor to the Katan.
The Tosa Rush there is going even to the Maskon of the Gemara. Right? He adds another point. It's a complicated point. He's saying Lebesof. It's a complicated point. He's saying Lebesof that they pass the Mitzias Cheir Shor to the Katan, even though it's only Mibnei Darkei Shalom, it could be what? What are you saying again?
I'm saying that, I think this was Rush added that even, that you can't take Gezel Mibnei within Ara.
Right, he's saying that it could be Mitzias Cheir Shor to the might be more chomer than Ara. Yes, he has one day of Lamaskona, then maybe it's more chomer than Ara. Then maybe talk by Ara, since we don't find Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham arguing, so maybe what?
Therefore, the Machlokes cannot be within Gezel Mibnei or Gezel Mibnei Darkei Shalom.
So then everyone would say what? That Ora
is
only Mibnei Darkei Shalom?
That's his Rai.
Only Rosh
Hashanah.
Those Rosh's Rai is that Rabbi Yossi, who says Mitzias Cheir Shor V'Katan, is a Gezel Gomer de Rabbanan. He didn't say that about Ora. So it's an interesting Ha'ara, right? It's an interesting Ha'ara. So that's the, what? So the maskon of the Tosfos HaRosh is that it's more mistaber. So that's his raya, that it's more mistaber to say that Ara is Mimei Darkei Shalom, even L'man D'Amar Ara. Right? Not just L'man D'Amar Itakami and Achliyom, but even L'man D'Amar Ara. But we do have a machlokas. Perhaps the machlokas we showed, Lefi the Taz, right? We have a machlokas of Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos. Why the man D'Amar Ara holds that Ara is Pasul Eidus? Is it because he holds Gezel and Nedar Kashalom is Pasul Eidus, or is it because he holds that Ara is Gezel Gama D'Rabbanim? We seem to have machlokas about that. Before I get to your kasha, which pshat did you learn in Tosfos? What do you think is the real pshat in Tosfos? You think the Taz is compelling? I know the Taz felt compelled because of the Gemara Chafei Amud Beis. To learn up the Gemara Chafei Amud Beis, according to everyone, he felt compelled to learn his pshat. But I think we can bring a raya from Tosfos themselves. That we know what Tosfos holds about the Man D'Amar Ara. From where? Here we go. Okay, Shimon, Zach, take team over there, right? All right, the first Tosfos on the Sugi, exactly, the Elu. Tosfos is trying to figure out, are these Psulim D'Rabbanan in the Mishnah, Psulim D'Raisa? He goes through each one. Misachi Bekuvi, Lamanda Amar, Asmachta Havi, Onad Asmachta, Mavab Ribis, is it Avak Ribis, is it Ribis Ktutza? Then he gets to Mafricha Yonim. What does he say about Mafricha Yonim? Mafricha Yonim mid Rabbanam Psulim, Afil Mandami Itakar Miyona, Chayna Misachi Bekuvi. Okay, if it's Itakar Miyona Chleyom, that's Misachi Bekuvi. We discussed Misachi Bekuvi already, right? If it is an Asmachta, then they don't realize that they're doing an Isser, it's only a Gezel D'Rabbanan. And if it's not a smacht, if it's just because of Enosu B'Yeshiva Shalolam, obviously it's D'Rabbanan. But comes Tosfos and adds, Ul'idach, the Amar Ara, and how about the Man D'Amar Ara? Is that only D'Rabbanan? He says, of course. B'Pnei Darkei Shalom. It's only B'Pnei Darkei Shalom. So of course it's only a P'sul D'Rabbanan. It's a Pel on the Taz. The Taz thought that Tosfos on Chafei Amud Beis is learning the Man D'Amar Ara holds that it's a Gezel Gomer D'Rabbanan. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos on Chaf Daled Amud Beis learns that the Man D'Amar Ara holds that it's Gezel D'Rabbanan, okay, all right, yeah, it's Gezel D'Rabbanan, but it's not Gezel Gomer D'Rabbanan, it's Gezel Mimei Darkei Shalom D'Rabbanan. So in light of Tosfos on Chaf Daled Amud Beis, it's probably more Mistaver to learn Tosfos on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, like whom? Like the Tosfos HaRosh, not like the Taz. Just the Ha'or. Okay? There are two possibilities in Tosfos, but I think in light of Tosfos on Chaf Daled Amud Beis, it's more logical to put Tosfos with the Tosfos HaRosh rather than to learn like the Taz. So the Taz probably felt compelled to learn the way he learned because of the Hemshech of the Gemara. He wanted the Gemara on Chaf Daled Amud Beis to work out according to both days. But in light of Tosfos on Chaf Daled Amud Beis, the Taz's pshat is much more difficult. It's much more mistaber to say that L'man D'Amar Ara, Mafricha Yonim, is Gezel Mimei Darkei Shalom, and it's not a Gezel Gam D'Rabbanan. Then, yeah.
I think Rashi on the Mishnah in Gittin does comment on how the Machlokas is. He says that...
About Mafricha Yonim?
No, about the Perish of the
Bekutah. Rashi on the Mishnah.
He says that they can't normally make a kinyan, but also they made it kidskus. It sounds like that it's not an actual Darkei Shalom. They made it something more than Darkei Shalom. Meaning it doesn't...
Yeah, of course. Rabbi Yossi says that it's Gezel Gomer, Lefi Rabbi Yossi, Asu Hashem Azocha Kezocha, correct. But if you hold Mimei Darkei Shalom, then it's not Asu Hashem Azocha Kezocha. It's morally incorrect, but it's not really a Gezel. It's not legally prohibited, so you won't be able to be Motzi B'Dayon. Okay. Let's move on to the next sugya, which really is a Hemshech of this Gemara. The Gemara Chafei Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Tana hosifa aleim ha-gazlanim v'ha-chamson. There were additional psulei edus that the Chachalim added, above and beyond the psulei edus of the Mishnah. So gazlanim we talked about. Gazlanim is mitzir es chereshot v'kadim. Comes the Gemara and says, ha-chamson. Chamsonim is also difficult. Right? What hosifa aleim, what were they thinking initially? Why did they change their minds? Says Dr. Gemara, Meikara Sava Dami Kayoi Vakroi Ba'almahu. initially Chazal thought, since Domi Kayav, he's giving money, Chamsonim, a Chamson, as Rashi says, Yoiv Domi, Elashain Rotson Abaylim Nimko. The Baylim don't want to sell the object. Not everything that someone owns is up for sale. Now someone walks over to me and says, I like your tie. I want to buy your tie. It's not for sale. I'm not interested in selling it to you. So it's not up for sale. Some things are up and some things are not. So if a person pressures the Baylim into selling something, even if he gives the money, a Chamson is Yoiv Domi, it's not the right thing. The Baylim don't want to sell it. So, Zog the Gemara, Meikar Sava Domi Kayav Akroi Ba'amahu, Kevin Lechazu, the Kachat Figazu Behu Rabbonim. So initially they thought that he doesn't violate any Issa, because Domi Kayav Akroi Ba'amahu. What does that mean, Akroi Ba'amahu? So it's a modern phrase in the Gemara. See, there are some Achronim that learned that that phrase really shouldn't be here in the Gemara. We'll see later in the next line. Next line of the Gemara is that they were Mosif, Roim, Gaboim, and Muchsin. The shepherds and the Gaboim, not the Gaboim Tztaka, but the tax collectors, they also were Mosif, then the Psulim La'edus too. So the Gemara is going to say, Meikar Sover Akroi Ba'almahu. They thought that, well, the Roim allowed their animals to go into fields that don't belong to them, so they think it's Akroi Ba'alma, it doesn't happen so frequently. But then they saw that, no, they were Mechavim to actually send their animals into someone else's field. So then they were gozer on them that they're posulated. So there, Akroi Ba'alma makes a lot of sense, that they thought that it doesn't happen so frequently, that the Roim allow their animals to go in, and then they saw otherwise. But what's the Akroi Ba'alma here? What, Chamsonim, the fact that people are pressuring, they thought that that was Akroi Ba'alma? Meikar Sover Domi Koyoev Akroi Ba'alma. A case in which they're giving the money, that's Akroi Ba'alma. What's it's more normal that they steal? What does that mean? The whole situation is only Akroi Ba'alma? What does that mean? Because it's a... See, in the case of Rowan, because it's Akroi Ba'alma, they could say that the Kosher La'edus, because it's not so common. But what does that mean in the case of the Chamsonim? So there are some who just take it out. Some say that it's a misprint, that they put it in, the printer put it in over here, because it's in on the next slot of the Gemara, so they made a mistake. They thought over here, too, Akroi Ba'alma belongs. Sanhedrin Ketana, one of the Gedolei Achronim in the back of the Koivitz, he learns differently. He says what the Gemara means is, since Domi Koyoyev, since the Chamsonim are giving money, it's not a real gezel. It's not a real gazelle. So the only way to passel them is to say that we're going to be gozer otu, a real gazlan. But since it's a milsad lo shricha, that someone's going to be a chomes, that someone's going to be a chamsan, he's going to pressure the bailim. He's going to give the money, but pressure the bailim to give them the object when the bailim don't want to give it. It's not so common. So Chazal never made a gzera of a milsad lo shricha. The whole isra of the chamsan is only going to be otu, a regular gazlan, since the whole idea of Chamsonim is only Milsad Lo Shchicha, so therefore Chazal didn't feel that they were going to be gozer on the Chamsonim. Okay. So that's the Gemara. Meikara Chazal thought that since the Chamsonim are giving money, they weren't going to be gozer on them. They're not violating any serious Isser, or maybe they're not violating any Isser at all. But once they saw the Kochatfi, once they saw that they're grabbing, says Rashi, Kevin Lachosu Duchatfi Vishakli Klamadafilu Domi Kayavi Osili De Gazlonus Klamashai Koshal Abilam Limkur Balkarcham Chotfin Vizorkan Hamos Lifne. Chazal saw that sometimes the Bailam don't want to sell anything and they grab it anyway. That's Mamish Gazela. They grab it and they throw the money. They throw the money at the Bailam. The Bailam are not interested in the money at all. It's Mamish Gazela. So Chazal will go, so they will go on all the Chamsonim because they saw it was leading Lide Gazela. That's the Gemara. So comes Tosis and asks a blistering kash on the Gimel. Neikara sover domi kayoev im tomer v'lifso midaraisa v'ko'ovra lav v'lo sachmo. But we're so worried about Gzela here. Gzela is the only lav over here. If you violate a lav daraisa, l'chari you should be posel minatora la'edus. There is a lav daraisa. What Chazal thought initially, since they're giving money, they don't violate any lav, so the kosher la'edus. Kosher la'edus, what happened to the isa lo sachmo? Losachma means you're not allowed to covet something of someone else. You're not allowed to desire it. So clearly in these cases, they're desiring. The Chamsan certainly is chomed. He's giving the money, but he's pressuring the Baalim. He wants something of someone else. If that's up for sale, that's not chenda. He's not coveting anything. He's not coveting something that belongs to someone else because it's up for sale. But if it's not up for sale, then obviously Losachma is violated over here. So if he violates Lo Sachmo, then they should be Pasol Minatara Le'edus. So what's the Gemara saying? Meikara, Chazal, Warren, Gozer? Forget about Gozer! That should be a Psul D'Araisa. comes to us and says, "Yesh lomad lo sachmo mashmad lo yoev dami." Yoev dami lekolav dechim eklam. Lo sachmod says Tosfos is only violated if you don't give money. But if you give money, that's not called chimud. Chimud means I desire it, and I take it without money. But if I give money, lo sachmod is not going to be violated. That's how Tosfos answers. Lo sachmod is only violated if you take it without giving money. If you give money, lo sachmod is not going to be violated. So that's pshat in the Gemara. In the Kara, they thought that the person doesn't violate anything. There's no lo sachmod, there's no lo sigzo, because he's giving money. So if he's giving money, then he can't violate any isser, so he should be kosher la'edus. Lebesov, Chazal said, since it's coming, l'degzela, therefore they want it to be gozer. That's how Tosfos answers initially. Tosfos is very troubled with that initial parents. Vim Thomas says, Tosfos, v'ha'amina b'per kamed above metziah, lo sachma b'lo domi mashma lohu, mashma le'inchi dafka hu de'mishtame akach, av lehim toim, lo sachma d'havu afilu b'diyoyim dami. Tosfos says, well, we can't suggest what we just said, that there's no lo sachmod if you give money. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, lo sachmod le'inshi b'lo domi mashma lehu. People think lo sachmod is only violated if you don't give money. That's what they think, but they're wrong. It sounds like mashma lehu. People think you violate lo sachmod only if you don't give money. But if you give money, there's no lo sachmod. But it sounds like they're wrong. What's the context of that Gemara Bava Metzia? The Mishnah, at the beginning of the third paragraph of Bava Metzia, those who've learned Bava Metzia this year, how many have learned Bava Metzia? Did you learn the third parak too? Beginning of the third parak? I'm sure you got up to the Gemara Daf Hey of the base. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak talks about a shomer who accepts upon himself a chiyuv to pay for the pikadon even in the case of nigneva. You know that the shamachinim is potter for gneva. So let's say the shamachinim says, you know what, I don't want to take a shvuah. The shamachinim is not going to be potter outright. He's only potter if he agrees to take a shvuah. A shvuah Shalo pashati, shalo shalachti boyad. And you have to take some kind of a shvuah. Shalo pashati, I wasn't negligent. A shamachinim is chayef for one thing. He's potter for gneva la'aveda, for onsin, but he's chayef for one thing. For what? Pshia, right? If he's negligent with the object, then he's going to be chayef. If he's shaleach yad b'pikadons, then of course he's chayef. He's even chayef b'onsin then. If he uses the object, then he's going to be chayef as well. So comes the Gemara and says, it's a davar pasha that when the shamachinim patters himself with the taina of Geneva, he has to take a shvuah, shalo pashati, and shalo shalati bayat. That's clear. Right? So, the shomer doesn't want to do that, because he's afraid. Maybe he was posher. Maybe he doesn't realize that he was posher. And maybe he thought he used the object, maybe he forgot, used the object, something. He doesn't want to take this shvuah. He doesn't want to take these shvuahs. So he agrees that, you know what, I'll pay for the object. Right? I'll pay for the object, because I don't want to take a shvua and put myself into a situation, maybe I'll take a shvua shaka. So the Mishnah says that in such a case, if the ganav is then found, who does the kefil go to? Goes to the shomer, it doesn't go to the mafkir. Because he's buying the schus in the kefil as a result of paying for the pikadon. That's basically what the Mishnah says. And the Gemara describes when is the kinyan taking place, is it taking place now, or taking place when he originally got the pikadon? Not for now. Comes the Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis and says, there's one shvua that he has to take. Even if he's going to say that I'll pay for the kefil, we don't allow him to pay for the object. Even if he says I'll pay for the object, I don't want to take a shvua, but there's one shvua he has to take. Not shalo pashati, not shalo shalati bayad, but she'ena b'shusa. He has to take a shvua she'ena b'shusa. That's shvua he has to take. What does she'ena b'shusa mean? It means I don't willingly know that it's still in my reshus, meaning I'm not a gazlan. If he knows that it's b'shusa, so clearly he's not allowed to take the object. So that shvua, Rav Huna says, that shvua he definitely has to take. Shvua shein v'shusa. So comes the Gemara on the Avheim and Beis and Bav Metzia and says, the Gemara asks a very simple kasha. The Gemara there is trying to figure out, do we say that someone who's choshed on mammon is choshed on the shvua as well? Someone who's a gazlan is choshed to take a shvua. That we're not going to trust him to take a shvua because we assume that if he's choshed on mammona, if he's suspect to steal money, then he'll take a shvua shaker also. So, for the Gemara, Rav Huna says, "Mashbiyin also shvuah shein b'shusa." We have to make this shomer take a shvuah before we let him pay for the object and be zochin the kefil. We have to make him shvuah shein b'shusa. I name a migul to chashan amon chashan shvuasa. Let's say once we're choshedim on the mammon, if we force him to take the shvuah, obviously we're choshedim, we suspect that he wants to take the pikadon, so how can we allow him to take the shvuah? No, so it says the Gemara, Hasan Nami Morva, Amar Domi Koya Hivnale. He's more a heter. He says, I'm not a gazlan. He's not choshed on mamona because he's not really a gazlan, because he's more a heter to say, I'm not violating lo sigzel because I'm giving money. Okay, maybe he doesn't think he's violating losacha, but he knows he's coveting. He knows that he's desiring the object of someone else. He's desiring the pikadon. Isn't he choshed on mamon? He's choshed to violate the lav of losachmo. He comes to the Gemara and says, no, he's more ahead of there too. People think losacha is only violated if you don't give money, but not if you give money. So he says, look, I pay for it. So if I pay for it, I don't violate anything. I'm not violating Lo Sachman, I'm not violating Lo Sigzel, I'm not doing anything wrong. So says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya that Choshed on Mamona is Lo Choshed HaShvuasa. Maybe Taka is Choshed HaShvuasa, but this guy is not Choshed on Mamon. He's not Choshed on Mamon because he's more a heter. He thinks there's nothing, he's doing nothing wrong. There's no Lo Sachman, there's no Lo Sigzel, there's nothing. So says Tosfos, don't run away with that Gemara. Don't say, oh, that Gemara tells me that losachmon is only violated if you don't give money. But if you give money, there's no losachmon. No, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, below dummy mashmalu, people think you don't violate losachmon if you give money. But it sounds like they're dead wrong. They're dead wrong. You really do violate the issa losachmon, even if you give money. So if they're dead wrong, then the kasha comes back. Kasha comes back. How can the Gemara say, meikara, that Chazal thought initially the Chamsonim are kosher la'edus because they're giving money and therefore they don't violate any issa. They don't violate losigzel and they don't violate losachmod. They do violate losachmod. People are wrong. They think you don't violate losachmod if you give money, but they're dead wrong. So what's going on over here? That's Tosfos Kash. So comes the Marsha and fine tunes this second Kash of Tosfos. What is the second kasha? First glance, you'd say the second kasha really is bringing back the first kasha. The first kasha was minat Torah they should be posel eidos because they violate losachma, which is allowed daraisa. So then Tosfos says no, if they give money, they don't violate losachma. So comes Tosfos then and asks, that's not true. Even if you give money, you do violate losachma. It's just people don't realize. So therefore, you should be posel minat Torah midrabban. So without the Marsha, you just look at Tosfos, you get the impression, well, we're bringing back Tosfos' kasha. Minat Torah, you should be pasul la'edus because you violate Los Achmod. Los Achmod is the lav d'araisa, so you should be pasul minat Torah la'edus. People think you don't violate Los Achmod if you give money, but they're wrong. So comes the Marsha and says, but that's not so poshut. It's not so poshut that you should be pasul minat Torah. He says, first of all, what's the Gemara Bava Metzia saying? That people don't think they violate any lav, then they're kosher l'shvuah, to take a shvuah she'en b'shusa. So if minat Torah you're kosher to take a shvuah, how can it be possible minat Torah to eidus? Why should eidus be different than shvuah? Just from the Gemara and Bav Metzia, it sounds like if people don't realize they do any issa, then they're kosher to take the shvuah. If they're kosher to take the shvuah, they should be kosher l'eidus, at least on a daraisa level. What's more, what did Tosfos say about Chav Dalet Amud Beis? If someone doesn't know that they violate the lav daraisa with their actions, what's the halacha? Pasul eidus minat Torah? No, the rabbanan. We lower it one level. They don't realize they're doing any issa, they're not pasul on a daraisa level. What's Tosfos saying here? But because people don't think they violate an issa, but they're making a mistake, so then they should be pasul. On a daraisa level, they should be pasul. So Zokta Marshana, that's not what Tosfos means. You think that in this kasha of Tosfos, they're really bringing back the first kasha. No, it's really not. It's a nuance of difference. Initially, Tosfos says, v'lisol midaraisa, ishmi pasol minat Torah la'edus, because they violated Los Achma. Then Tosfos is saying that people are making a mistake. They think that if they give money, they don't violate Los Achma, but they're wrong, right? You really do violate Los Achma. So if that's the case, even Metchila, they should have been Pasul Eidus. Why? How? On what level? Midrabanan Pasul Eidus. Minat Torah Vadi, you're not going to be Pasul Eidus because they don't think they're doing any Issar. But Midrabanan, like Tosfos on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Midrabanan, they still should be Pasul Eidus because even though they think they're not doing any Issar, they really are doing an Issar. Okay? Because even the losachma la'inchi v'lodami mashma lahu, they think that if they give money, they're not violating any yisur, but they really are violating yisur, so they should be pasul la'edus. Not minat Torah, because they don't really think they're doing any yisur, but the rabbana, they should be pasul la'edus. Okay? That's the nuance that the Marsha adds, just to explain what Tosis is saying. Tosis never meant in the second Ve'im Tomer to say minat Torah, they should be pasul la'edus. Once they don't realize they're violating any yisur, there's no pasul la'edus on other level. It's only mid rabbana. But whatever the level is, it's the same kasha. Kasha comes back. What's Tosis kasha? Meikara chazal sedecham sonim aksherim le'edus. Why? Because they're not doing anything wrong. In fact, Tosis, they violate losachmod. Aye, but they're giving money. Does shouldn't matter that they're giving money. Even though they think they're not violating an issa if they give money. But we know they're wrong. And if they're wrong, they violate an issur, even if they give money, then they should be psulim la'edos. Minatorah, midrabbana, whatever the level, even if it's only midrabbana, they should be psulim la'edos. So how can the Gemara say Chazal only later passed them? Chazal should have passed them at Tchila also. That's Tosis kasha. Comes Tosis and gives two critical answers. The Yeshlomer, the Mashma Luhu, the Ka'amah, Ritzon Olomer, Nami, the Chain, Hu Ha'emes. Says Tosis in the first Veya, that when it says in the Gemara B'Metzia Lo Sachmo La'inshi V'Lo Dami Mashmalahu, it doesn't mean only Mashmalahu. That's really the truth. Lo Sachmo La'inshi Lo Sachmo is only B'Lo Dami. You violate Lo Sachmo, you violate the lav to covet, to desire something of someone else, only if you take it without paying for it. But if you pay for it, there's no Lo Sachmo whatsoever. But the Gemara says Lo Sachmo La'inshi V'Lo Dami Mashmalahu. Sounds like they think that you don't violate Lo Sachmo if you give money. As Tosis, apparently, that's the truth. It's not just that's what they're thinking, but it happens to be true. That's the halacha. The halacha is that if you give money, you don't violate lo sachmo. So that's why Meikara, Chazal thought the Chamsana Makshem Leidus. Because the Mamish did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong. The kasha of Tosis is, we thought they did do something wrong, that they violated an Isser lo sachmo. Aye, but they don't think so. So what did they don't think so? They should be psulim anyway, because they really did do something wrong. Mashmalan, no, they didn't do anything wrong. They did nothing wrong. Lo sachmo le'inchi v'lodami mashmalahu doesn't mean just mashmalahu, but kain hu ha'emes. That's really the truth. That's the halacha. That if you give money, you don't violate lo sachmo at all. And that's an incredible chiddush. That's not the parsha pshat of Gemara Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia sounds like that's what people think, but they're dead wrong. The Tosis reinterprets the Gemara Bava Metzia. Why? Why does Tosis reinterpret the Gemara Balmetzia? Because they trouble with the Kasha. Which Kasha? Kasha of Agumar Zanekha. That's the problem. Right? So if you only learned Balmetzia, you know, you'd be sitting pretty, perhaps. You'd say, yeah, it's no problem. He's not Chashad Amamona, because he's more ahead there, even though he's wrong, but he's more ahead there, so he's not Chashad Amamona. That's why he can take the Shavuot. But comes Tosis in Sanhedrin and says, but Agumar and Sanhedrin will be a problem according to that understanding. Because even if they think they're not doing anything wrong, but they really are doing something wrong, then they should be psulim. So why make Kar the Chazal think the Chamsan and Aksherim Le'edus? So he feels compelled to turn the Gemara Bava Metzia on its head and say that Belodami Mashmalu means not only Mashmalu, but rather that's the Emes, that's really the Halacha, that if you give money, there's no Losach. That's the first day of Tosis here in Sanhedrin. Now, the Emes is, this is not just Tosis and Sanhedrin saying this. See, you think Tosis and Sanhedrin felt compelled to give this answer because they were troubled with the Gemara Sanhedrin. But the reality is, there are other Rishonim, there are Rishonim in Bava Metzia that seem to have the same approach as Tosis. Same approach as this first day in Tosis and Sanhedrin. They're not in Sanhedrin, they're in Bava Metzia, and yet they learned the Gemara in Bava Metzia, not Kipshuta. The Gemara Bava Metzia sounds like Losachmo and Shiv Lodami Mashmalahu, who people think they don't violate Losachmo if they give money, but the reality is they're wrong. There are some Rishonim in Bava Metzia that understood that that line doesn't mean that they're wrong, but rather they're right. They're not making a mistake. They're right that you don't violate Losachmo if you give money. Which Rishon assumes like that? The only time Losachmo is violated is if you don't give money. Tosis right there. Tosis in Bava Metzia assumes like that. How so? What is Tosis asking Bava Metzia? Lodami Mashmalahu, going on that line in the Gemara. Mamish on that line. Kim Tomar, Fregin Taisviz, Tepuk, Lemi Lo Sigzal. If you tell me Lo Sachmon is only violated if you don't give money, so Tepuk, Lemi Lo Sigzal, why do I need a lav of Lo Sachmo? It's us already, because Lo Sigzal. Torah says Lo Sigzal, you're not allowed to steal money. What is stealing? Stealing means I take something without giving money. If lo sachmod is only violated if I take something without giving money, lo sachmod velo sigzal, haino hach, smamish tazel belav. It's the same love, same scenario. I'm taking something without giving money. So if you tell me lo sachmod le'inchi velo dami marshmallow, if you tell me lo sachmod is only violated if I don't give money, is there any difference between lo sachmod and lo sigzal? No, they're exactly the same, because you violate both if you don't give money. And if you give money, you don't violate either. So why do I need lo sigzal? I have lo sachmod already. That's Tosis kash. And Tosis taka answers, via shlomer lavar lo b'shnei lav. And the Torah just has an extra lav because it wants you to stay away from this behavior. Lavar lo b'shnei lav basically means, hainuach, it's really the same lav, but sometimes the Torah has multiple lav. It's like what I was telling some of the Talmidim during Seder at the Chafetz Chaim. In his introduction to Sefer Chafetz Chaim, points out that Lashon Hara is such a chomer issa that there are so many lavim in the Torah that relate to Lashon Hara. Lavim, essen, there are so many different, he lists off all the different lavim. So the question is, what do you need so many lavim for? What do you need so many lavim for? Just give one lav, you can't say Lashon Hara, that's enough. The answer is the Torah wanted to make it very chomer. It knew that if it wouldn't make it so chomer, people would say Lashon Hara. So it makes it so chomer, people still say Lashon Hara, unfortunately, but... At least we know it's a davar chomer ma'ot. Right? It's a davar chomer ma'ot. That's why people talk about it. They talk about not saying lashon hara. It's a very important thing to know. So lavar olav b'shnei lavim means that sometimes the Torah gives multiple lavim because it wants to emphasize that a certain behavior should be avoided. So even in the maskana of Tosis and Bav Metzia, what comes out according to the maskana? Is Tosis saying lo sachmod, lo sigzal are different lavim, different scenarios, or really the same scenario? According to the maskana of Tosis and Bav Metzia. Same or different scenario? It's the same, of course. Lavar lo b'shnei lavim. It's pilei ploy. What's Tosis talking about? That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara Bava Metzia is saying, lo sachmod le'inchi b'lo dami marshmallow. People think they don't violate lo sachmod if they give money. But are they right? Pashup Shana of the Gemara is they're wrong. So the answer to Tosis Kasha was really easy. The answer was, lo sigzol is teaching me that if I take something without paying, I violate one law. Lo sachmod is teaching me a new lav, that even if I pay for the object, I still violate lo sachmod. It's a different lav. What's Tosis asking b'chlal? Tepuk lemi lo sigzal? It's not a different lav. The Gemara is just saying people think they don't violate lo sachmod if they give money, but they're wrong. So l'chora, lo sachmod, lo sigzal, talking about two different scenarios. Lo sachmod is talking about where I give the money. Lo sigzal is talking about where I don't give the money. Tosis doesn't give that answer. Tosis doesn't give that answer. Why not? Comes the Marsha in Bava Metzia, says, you know why? Because Tosis assumes that below dami mashmalu doesn't just mean mashmalu, it means kain hu ha'emes. That's really the truth. It's a mudden the phrase of the Gemara. The Gemara should have said, lo sachmod is only below dami. Lo sachmod is only below dami. It's not a perception, it's not just a perception issue, it's a reality. Dr. Marshaw, you see, Tosis above Metzia is assuming, like the first day of Tosis in Sanhedrin, that lo dami mashmalu doesn't just mean that's what people think, but it's really true that lo sachmod is only violated if you don't give money. But if you do give money, there is no lo sachmod. So if that's the case, lo sachmod lo sigzal, haino hach! That's exactly what Tosis says. Typically, mi lo sigzal, it's mamish the same love. It's the same love. And he answers, yeah, nachanami, lav rola b'shnei lavin. In fact, even the Shita Mekubetzes, who gives a different teretz than Tosis and Bava Metzia, it's not really that different. Right? What does he say? He just says, yeah, there are two types of gzela. Lo sachmod really is gzela. There are two types of gzela. Right? The Torah counts it as two lavim because there are two types of gzela. Trei gav negazlan, he says. Chad ki kemo vayigzol dover esachanit, v'noto b'chosko. One type of gzela is where you take it forcibly from someone else. And the other is where you pressure, you try to cajole and convince and pressure a bailim to give it, and then you pay money. Notice that the Shita Megavetz doesn't say lo sachmod lo sigzal are different lavin. He says trei gavni gazlan hu. They're both gzela. They're two types of gzela. So therefore. The Torah lists them as two different lavim. But he does say the nosin dam, right? The nosin dam that you give, right? The nosin dam al bishlo yom erotza. Right, so I take it back. The Shita Mekubetzes is different than Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetzes is saying there are two types of gazlan. One is where you take it forcibly and you don't pay any money. The other is where you do give the money. Now take it forcibly. You're convincing the Bailim. Different. But Tosfos in Bava Metzia is learning like whom? Like the first day of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. That lo sachma le'inshi b'lo dami mash melehu means kein hu ha'emes. That's mamish the din. That's the halacha. That lo sachma is only violated if you don't give money. So it comes out from the first day of Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Tosfos in Bava Metzia that lo sachma and lo sigzo are really the same love. It's only if you don't give money. There's a hand up, Alex, I saw.
Couldn't you say that Tosfos in Bava Metzia was explaining what, how the people possibly think that it was that meaning, people
would say, why would the people think that it's the same thing as the same thing when we already have another Isser? And then the justification is that it's, oh, it must be this two Isser. So you're saying the Kasha of Tosis, the Kasha and the Teres of Tosis in Bava Metzia could be in the perception of the people. It's a possibility. It's very creative. It's a possibility. See, it's interesting. The Lashon Tepuk Lei sounds like not in their perception, but it's a real limud. Tepuk lei, we should learn it. We should derive it. We should derive it from those things. But it's a pshat. It's a possibility, Alex. Maybe that's talk of pshat and tosis. That's not the way the Marsha learned, but maybe that's a possibility in tosis. That's the first day of tosis in Sanhedrin. And then tosis has one more opinion. The odiyesh lama d'hacha hachi kama dami kayavi v'yimefaisim osam ashiyom rotsani and kain lo avri alav de lo sachma. What's the give and take according to the second day? That initially they would give money and they'd be mefayis the bailim. They'd wait till the bailim will say rotsani, where the bailim are willing to sell it to them. In a chanami, in the second teretz, we're assuming that you can violate losach mode even if you give money. But you violate losach mode even if you give money, but only if the bailim don't say rotsani. If they say rotsani, then there's no losachmod at all. If they say rotsani, that's like a mechira. You may have pressured them, you may have convinced them, but if they say rotsani, that's like a mechira gemura. Tell you v'zavin zvine zvine. Right? You hang someone on the tree, you force him to sell him your iPad or whatever, your karka. They have an iPad in the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra doesn't talk about that case, but they had karka then. So tell you v'zavin zvine zvine. Then mechira is a good mechira. So if he says rotsani, so then it's a good mechira. There's no losachmod in that case. But says Tosfos, if he doesn't say rotsani, so then even if he gives money, there is losachmod. So initially, Chazal word goes around the chamsonim. They said the chamsonim akshem la'edus because the chamsonim would pressure the bailim. They would try to force the bailim to give it to them. They would give money, but they would be mefayis the bailim. They would not take the object until the bailim actually said rotsani. So then there's no losachmod, so that's why Chazal said that they should be kosher la'edus and dancing. But then they saw that they were chotef, that they were taking it from them, even though they're throwing money at them, they were taking it without a rotsani, without the bailam being mispayas. The bailam are not mispayas, then there is losachmod. So because there is losachmod, that's why there were goals around them. So machlok is 2 days in Tosis. Do you violate losachmod only if you don't give money? But if you do give money, there's no losachmod. Or would you violate losachmod even if you do give money, as long as the bailam don't say rotsani? Before I get to your kasha, what do you think Rashi holds? Pedal back to Rashi. What did Rashi say? Kevin the chazu the chafi v'shakli klomer da'afilu domi koyavi osi l'degas lonas lomish haya kosher l'bailam limkor balkarcham. Balkarcham, they're giving money, but it's Balkarcham of the Bailim to the Posalaidus. Which day is Rashi going like? The second day, right? Because the problem later was that the Bailim were not mispayas. Initially, the Bailim were mispayas. They said Rotsani. They were giving money, and the Bailim were mispayas. The whole problem later was that they weren't mispayas. They didn't say Rotsani, so that's why Chazal goes around them. Sounds like the second day in Tosis that you could violate losachmod even if you do give money. They're giving money in the second case. They're throwing money at the bailim. But the bailim are not mispayas. If the bailim are not mispayas, then you can violate losachmod. And that's why Chazal goes around that. Eliyahu.
If they're actually going over on those Safim, what's the Gazer Puhu Rabbanim?
The Gazer Puhu, as we'll see tomorrow, some of the Rishonim Ed, that they will go there because they saw that sometimes people would violate Los Achmo and Mamish. So they will go there even if you have dummy with the Rotsani, or even if they, depending on the Pshatatosis, right? They will go there even for those individuals who were paying. And those individuals who were Mephias the Bar, they will go there even on them because they saw that some individuals were going so far that they were not waiting until the Bar was pious, or they were taking it even without giving